We want to let you know, Play Golf America Day is coming this Wednesday, December 3rd, at the PGA Golf Club and Learning Center up in Port St. Lucie. It's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. all day long this Wednesday, December 3, up at the PGA Learning Center. Great for new, avid, and casual golfers of all ages. Free golf lessons and clinics from PGA professionals, including our next guest, former LPGA Tour Pro and PGA Teaching Pro, who is based in Connecticut, Susie Whaley. Susie, good morning to you. Thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm sure you're excited to come down here to sunny South Florida because, of course, you are based in Connecticut, and I'm assuming it's quite frigid up there. So you're coming down here to our neck of the woods this Wednesday, December 3rd. It's Play Golf America Demo Day at the PGA Village. Give us an idea for what we can expect.
Well, A, is snowing here, just so everybody knows, the first snow of the year, so thank heavens I am coming down there. But it's going to be a fabulous day. Play Golf America Day is a day supported by the PGA of America, playgolfamerica.com, and we are just offering everything for free that day, from clinics for junior golfers. Bring your old golf clubs in. The PGA Trade-In Network will be there. You can trade in your old clubs, trade up. Callaway Golf is a sponsor. They'll be on site. We have Dennis Walters doing a show. We have a trick shot artist coming. Literally, if you love golf, it's the perfect place for you. If you've never played golf, this is the perfect place for you. So you have to come out and give it a try.
Susie, I've got four kids. I know you've got a couple kids. And you know, one of my big things is trying to get these guys to want to go play golf. And they go through spurts where they'll want to hit balls with me or go play nine or whatever. But then they go through spurts like now where, you know, because I guess the weather's getting a little chillier here. I mean, we're in the low 70s instead of the 80s. But they don't – it's not like on a year-round mindset with them. What's the biggest thing that you found that can attract kids to actually playing real golf and not golf on Wii or something like that, which they seem more apt to do?
You know, I'm always up for bribing.
Yeah, well, I could try that.
M&Ms work great. I'll get like 20 emails on that one. But, you know, at the end of the day, do I think that young kids, I would love to see them play year-round, but I think it's important that they play other sports as well, and then they're more interested to go out and play golf with you. And I think to get them out there with you, they've got to meet some friends that also play golf. Get them with a group of young kids. Bring them out to Play Golf America, and they'll see a bunch of kids there that are interested in golf and perhaps make some friends that way. Get them involved in a clinic situation and some kind of lesson situation that includes on-course training, not just at the range training. And kids will find that once they start to learn a little strategy and maybe pass a certain merit program, for instance, where they can go play golf on their own, that's really exciting and fun and not always having to be with a parent on the golf course, where they can actually go play golf with their friends.
You're listening to Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. And we're joined on the line by PGA teaching pro Susie Whaley. She's based in Connecticut. Well, she will be down here in South Florida on Wednesday, December 3rd. This coming Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the PGA Village and Learning Center up in Port St. Lucie. Our friends with the PGA of America do such a great job up there. Phenomenal facility. I mean, the three golf courses are part of it. The two Tom Fazio courses and the one Pete Dye. But then they've got this whole other great area, the Learning Center and the museum. And this Wednesday, all day long, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., you're going to have free golf lessons and clinics, free equipment demos, and custom club fitting from Callaway Golf. Susie mentioned Callaway is going to be on hand, so that's awesome. Golf Pride and Sky Golf product demonstrations and PGA Trade-In Network, as Susie mentioned. If you have old clubs that you want to trade in, bring them with you this coming Wednesday, December 3rd, the Play Golf America Demo Day. How about this, Pat? Also, the Ryder Cup trophy is going to be on hand, and we took a picture with the Ryder Cup a couple weeks ago at the PGA of America headquarters in Palm Beach Gardens, but the Ryder Cup trophy on hand, Susie, as well.
The Ryder Cup trophy, know that if you're the first 1,000 people there, you get a free goodie bag. I mean, it couldn't be a better day. You've got to come out and give this a try. It's like a playground for golf, the Learning Center. I mean, there is so many things that you can do and have fun with your family. Women golfers, senior golfers, junior golfers. It is open for everyone.
The website, if you want more information, is playgolfamerica.com. The phone number is 772-467-1300. That number, again, is 772-467-1300. Or you can log on to playgolfamerica.com. It's coming this Wednesday, December 3rd, just a couple of days away, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the PGA Learning Center in Port St. Lucie, the Play Golf America Demo Day. Susie Whaley is our guest. She's a former LPGA Tour Pro, and she's a PGA teaching professional based in Connecticut. She's also the national spokesperson for the American Express Women's Golf Month. She's a top 50 teacher, according to the Golf for Women magazine, and she is a two-time PGA Teacher of the Year honoree in the Connecticut PGA section. And, Susie, we mentioned this, of course. The name Susie Whaley, I'm sure, is very familiar to our listeners. You won the Connecticut PGA Section Championship back in 2003, and you became the first woman to qualify and participate in a PGA Tour event in 58 years at the 03 Greater Hartford Open. That must have been a phenomenal moment in your career.
It was unbelievable. It's hard to believe it was 5 years ago. It feels like it was yesterday, but it was so fantastic and just an incredible moment for me and for my family and really for the PGA of America, too, to just show people that I could play out there and enjoy it all at the same time.
Susie, as you look back on that experience, has it been good for you, bad for you? You know, what's the, you know, 5 years out now, you know, ultimately, did you enjoy doing it? Are you glad it happened? Or do you have any, I don't know, regrets, if that's the proper word for it, that, you know, that you went through all that?
No, I think that's a valid question. And the answer is no, I do not have any regrets. And when I took a long time to make that decision, once I did choose to play, I was just determined that I would play and not have regrets about it. So I worked as hard as I possibly could to get in shape. I think my only regret now is my muscles aren't as great as they were then. I sure worked a lot harder on my physical regime when I was getting ready for that. But I was really determined to make it a week that I was present for, that I would remember, and that I would be really glad that I did it. And I am. And my children, it's funny now, they were so much younger then, and my little one now, every once in a while will ask to pull out some pictures from there, and she was only six, and she's playing golf now, and when we go out on the golf course, she'll say, "Mom, you played from all the way back there," and it's pretty neat to share with them.
That's awesome. Of course, Susie has two daughters, Jennifer and Kelly, and also a black Labrador named Bella, so that's near and dear to my heart. I'm a pet lover, and I'm also going to have a daughter on the way in March, so I will be...
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Susie, and I'll be encouraging her to pick up the golf clubs as soon as she can walk.
There you go. Exactly.
But I want to add one last question before we let you go. We saw Annika, of course, teed up against the men the same year you did in 03, and I'm curious, do you think we'll see perhaps Lorena Ochoa or one of the other ladies teed up against the men here in the coming future?
I don't. I think it's always a possibility. I think that Lorena Ochoa, obviously the number one player in the world right now, is content being the number one player on the LPGA Tour. I don't think that the LPGA players have anything to prove on the PGA Tour. I think they're incredibly talented golfers on the LPGA, and the only reason I think anybody would choose to play in a PGA Tour event moving forward from here would be publicity for the LPGA, or to garner more attention for their tour. Not necessarily to say I want to play or be a member of the PGA Tour. I think that was one of the greatest things that happened that year when Annika played and I played and Michelle played. It was really the first time females were on the covers of golf magazines, and we garnered a lot of attention in the golfing world and in the golfing industry, and it was nice. It was nice for the PGA of America, and it was nice for the LPGA, and I think that would be truly the only reason why somebody would choose to do that again.
Susie Whaley is a PGA teaching pro based in Connecticut, a former LPGA Tour pro, and an all-around great, great woman for the game of golf. Top 50 teacher designation by the Golf for Women magazine, and a two-time PGA Teacher of the Year honoree at the Connecticut PGA section. She will be on hand, along with a number of other PGA teaching pros, this Wednesday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., all day long at the PGA Learning Center in Port St. Lucie. It's the Play Golf America Demo Day. For more information, log on to playgolfamerica.com or call 772-467-1300. That number again is 772-467-1300. Log on to playgolfamerica.com. Susie, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
Same to you, and I hope just a lot of your listeners come out and enjoy the day. I look forward to seeing a bunch of them there.
All right, there she is, Susie Whaley. Wow, how about that? How much energy does she have? She is just an awesome, awesome personality.
Can we get her to co-host instead of Peter? Or maybe even for me in 3 weeks.
She could co-host for me and probably do a better job.
Not even 10 o'clock in the morning she's ready to.
Susie Whaley, how about that? What a personality. PGA Teaching Pro, of course, you know the name. 5 years ago, as we mentioned, she teed it up against the men at the Greater Hartford Open. Much thanks to Susie for joining us on the line. That was a lot of fun.